$1 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Line, Denny Hamlin leads the outside lane and brings the field back to turn number one over Josh Berry, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
34 laps into the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega Super Speedway on a beautiful Sunday afternoon to go playoff racing for the NASCAR Cup Series. 34 laps into the 188-lap event. That means we're just four laps past the halfway mark in the opening 60-lap stage. Kyle Ricci joined by Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon high above the broadcast booth here at the start-finish line. Out in the turns, Dave Moody, Tim Catalfambo, and Chris Wilner. And on pit road, Steve Post, Jason Toy, and Brad Gilley as things are hot and heavy in turn number one for the top spot.
Denny Hamlin shows the way, courtesy of a good shove from Joey Logano. Logano in the middle lane. Here comes Josh Berry.
Josh Berry mixing it up with these drivers at the front of the pack, trying to grab the lead away here at Talladega. The leader this time into turn number three is Denny Hamlin. Berry second, Logano third.
Hamlin leads the charge into turns three and four. They're three wide from fourth on back. On the bottom lane is Brad Keselowski. Caught in the middle is Kyle Busch and Justin Haley to that third lane to the outside as they race off turn number four.
Justin Haley trying to make something happen topside. He was announced earlier this week he will not be returning to that team in that race car next year, looking for other opportunities, but trying to go out on a good note here at the end of the 2025 campaign. Right now, he's the first car on that outside lane.
He is indeed three wide in the outside. He's got Riley Herbst in his hip pocket, trying to provide some drafting help, but at the front of the field, a rare moment of calm for Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin again leading the second or middle lane up the back straightaway. To his left elbow is Brad Keselowski. He is the leader of the bottom lane. Up top, here comes Kyle Busch with some drafting help from Justin Haley.
Haley got right onto the back bumper of Kyle Busch on the entrance to turn three, and it's a strong move around that third lane. Kyle Busch around Denny Hamlin. He'll cut back down to lane number two and lead that middle lane off turn four to drag race with Brad Keselowski.
A lot of momentum for Kyle Busch at the exit of turn number four with some drafting help from Justin Haley, and then Busch bailed on Haley, will now lead the second lane and cut in front of Denny Hamlin. Now has Brad Keselowski to his left elbow for the race lead.
Kyle Busch now in that middle groove. Brad Keselowski hugging the double yellow line on the bottom of the racetrack with drafting help from Chase Briscoe. Here comes Brad Keselowski for the lead.
Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch wheel to wheel for the race lead. It's Keselowski again. The double yellow line is his best friend. That is where he runs right now. Chase Briscoe giving him a push back to turn three.
And that'll help Keselowski lead that bottom lane right on the yellow line in turns three and four. They're three wide from third on back as Kyle Busch tries to get a push in that middle lane from Denny Hamlin. But Justin Haley has other ideas. He's got Ty Gibbs in that outer lane.
Things really getting hot now in the middle of the pack as three different lanes have broken out again, and the entire field, with the exception of the front four, are at least three wide. The leader at the bottom side of the racetrack. As a matter of fact, four clear as they work their way to turn number one.
Brad Keselowski won his first NASCAR Cup Series race here at Talladega. He'd like to win his next one as well. Long way to go, but he's got a strong Ford Mustang Dark Horse.
He does indeed. Watching John Hunter Nemechek, he a few laps ago got shuffled out of the draft and has now been able to fight his way back up to third. Chase Briscoe one spot ahead of him in the runner-up spot.
It's the Ford of Brad Keselowski, Toyota Chase Briscoe, Toyota of John Hunter Nemechek, and a Chevy of Michael McDowell. Your front four cars single file. Moves being made deeper in the field as we get closer to green flag pit stops.
Two and three wide racing further back. Everybody stays on the racetrack this time by. They'll come around to complete lap number 39. Caution-free so far in the Yellowwood 500. Brad Keselowski at the point over Chase Briscoe, John Hunter Nemechek, Michael McDowell, and Kyle Busch. And for now, Dave, single file on the bottom at the front.
It is single file among the top three or four. Double file back through around 15. Three wide on the outside from there back, led by Justin Haley.
And those top three cars that Dave referenced, single file at the bottom of the racetrack, remain Brad Keselowski, Chase Briscoe, and John Hunter Nemechek. Briscoe giving Keselowski a huge shove into three.
And those two have broken away from the remaining of the field by about three car lengths as they enter the north end of the racetrack. It's still Keselowski with Chase Briscoe. Here comes John Hunter Nemechek and Kyle Busch leading that outside lane.
With 40 laps complete, 20 to go here in the opening stage.
Hey, race fans, it's an adrenaline-packed day here at the Yellowwood 500. Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine is known by homeowners and trusted by builders because of its high standards, unrivaled protection, and naturally beautiful appearance. Stunning decks and breathtaking outdoor building projects set the stage for lasting memories with family and friends. So, for your own five-star backyard, start with Yellowwood brand products. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one. Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, October 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Working under the green flag here at Talladega Super Speedway. The field has bunched right back up together, two wide for the race lead up off of turn number four. We look up off the corner, and here comes a handful of cars on the brakes, slowing down to 55 miles an hour. Green flag pit stops about ready to begin. Brad Gilley.
John Hunter Nemechek, the first of this Toyota group and a little bit of Ford and Chevy to come on the pit road. He is getting fuel service only. Shane Van Gisbergen, he also brings his car in. Fuel only for Ben Gisbergen. Jason Toy.
Cody Ware comes in. They're going to go right side tires. Fuel left side. Sunoco fuel going in. Ty Gibbs is in. Sunoco fuel only for him. Steve Post.
Chase Briscoe is in. No fuel. Fuel only for Chase Briscoe. Same call for Michael McDowell. Same for Josh Berry. Fuel only stops and more crew members on pit wall. We'll get more stops, I believe, next time by.
So 10 cars on the pit lane that time by here at the Talladega Super Speedway, continuing under the green flag, expecting the second round of stops with the second group off of turn number four. And here they come, hard on the brakes, off of the corner, and there's about 10 more heading toward the pit lane, Brad.
Here's the one where Kyle Busch is going to get his service. He brings in his Cheddar Chevrolet to the attention of his crew. It's going to be fuel only for Kyle Busch. Also, Bubba Wallace brings his Toyota Camry in. Fuel only for him as well, Jason Toy.
Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin is in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is in. Only getting Sunoco fuel. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is out of the way. Christopher Bell. Also, Justin Haley with fuel only. Steve Post.
Fuel only for Tyler Reddick. Fuel only for Carson Hocevar. Fuel only as well for Ty Dillon on this round of pit stops.
Two speeding penalties are being handed out already. One of them goes to the car of BJ McLeod. The other one to Chase Briscoe. Briscoe's busted for speeding on pit road. They're going to have to do pass-through penalties here as we continue under the green flag. Brad Keselowski is the race leader. He's going to continue on right now and stay on the racetrack. Single file, but Dave, they are huddled up at the bottom of the speedway.
Right down on the double yellow line as they make their way through turns one and two. Joey Logano riding in second spot right on the back bumper of Keselowski.
Here comes that pack. Single file about 10 or 12 cars deep, headed up the Alabama Gang Superstretch. Brad Keselowski leads this pack. Joey Logano behind Keselowski, Gregson, Sidrick, and Byron.
They're all lockstep on the bottom side of the racetrack in turns three and four. Keselowski's still leading Logano and Noah Gregson. Austin Sindrick back in that fourth position. We'll see if they duck onto pit road this time. They do not. Nope, there they go. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and more hit pit lane.
Add Kyle Busch to the list of drivers that were speeding on the pit lane during this round of pit stops. He'll have to serve a penalty as the third group of cars begin to make their way onto the pit lane, Brad.
Joey Logano told pit at the back of the box. He did just that. It's going to be about 5 seconds worth of fuel for him. Also in, you have got Ryan Preece. A little bit of trouble getting fuel in the car. A much longer pit stop than they wanted, Jason Toy.
Well, a longer pit stop for Brad Keselowski. He led out front, so he burned more fuel. He is down on the way. Also making pit stops, Noah Gregson with fuel only. Steve Post, anybody in front of you?
Yeah, we had Cole Custer and Chris Buescher about got together. They both had to slam on the brakes. Buescher got fuel only. Also, Cole Custer, fuel only on this round of pit stops.
Here comes Chase Briscoe back to pit road to serve his pass-through penalty for speeding on the pit lane. Again, Kyle Busch has been busted for speeding on pit road. Continuing on with more green flag pit stops, we go back to Brad Gilley.
Here on my end of pit road, William Byron comes in for the first time. Also, we see Daniel Suarez, teammate Ross Chastain as well. All those cars now out of their pit box for Sunoco Fuel. Jason Toy.
Bunch of Chevrolets. Hendrick Motorsports making their stop. Here goes Chase Elliott. Sunoco Fuel. Same thing for Kyle Larson. Also, Austin Dillon in on the middle section. Steve Post.
Alex Bowman, the only driver in. Jacob Connolly, the fuel man. 5 seconds of fuel. Down and away. Fuel only for Alex Bowman.
Seven drivers in. This time by as we stay under the green flag. Who has not pitted yet? Well, you can add Austin Sindrick, Ryan Blaney, Zane Smith, and Todd Gilliland. They are the only four among the leaders that have yet to stop, and here they come now, hard on the brakes off of turn number four, making their way toward the pit lane, and Ryan Blaney is the first one to his box.
Ryan Blaney has the first pit stall as you come off of the racetrack. This was a short 2 seconds of fuel. He's already down and away with Sunoco. Jason Toy.
Todd Gilliland makes the stop, hits it perfectly. A lot of debris on the front grill. They'll try to blow it off. They count it down with 4 seconds. Sunoco Fuel for Todd Gilliland. He's down on the way. Steve Post.
Austin Lackey did it again. The fuel man for Austin Sindrick. He held that fuel in there. He took off. One crew member standing at the outer edge of pit road, making sure that Lackey and that fuel can did not make the box. Austin Sindrick gets fuel as well as Zane Smith in this final group on this pit sequence.
Kyle Busch now making his pass-through penalty. Ross Chastain has been busted for speeding as well on the pit lane. He, too, will have to make a pass-through penalty. And, Todd, you mentioned it. It's about how quickly you can fuel the car. But the drivers, we've had, what, four of them here in this opening pit stop, get caught for speeding.
Yeah, execution. That's a big deal. You're trying to save every tenth of a second. The other piece, it's a challenge. The tire pressures are all built up. It's not cold tires. So running all your lights, you may be just a tick faster because you've got a tire that's fully inflated and showing all this up. We've had a few pit road penalties.
Parson Hocevar gets to the bottom of the racetrack off of turn four along with Ross Chastain as they'll make their way onto the pit lane. We'll see how things cycle out. A.J. Allmendinger is at the front of the field over Noah Gregson, Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, and Eric Jones as they cross the line as some of the drivers that were busted for speeding on the pit lane continuing to serve their penalties. Here for Chastain, for Hocevar, he's making a pit stop down on pit road as the leaders exit turn two and race up the back straightaway. We'll complete 50 this time by, closing in on the end of stage one.
Yeah, this is an unscheduled stop for Carson Hocevar. He was on the pit lane back on lap number 44, had to come back here on lap number 49. Steve Post, what's the issue?
He had a vibration on the right rear when he drove by the spotter. The spotter said the right rear is up, but it was a vibration, and they made the call. Luke Lambert said, bring it down. Let's put four new tires on. Carson Hosemar, second stop, and he's down and away.
He'll be all by himself on the racetrack, just trying to hang on to the lead lap for 11 more as we get toward the end of stage one. It is Noah Gregson at the point.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-212-2828. 800-212-2828. That's 800-212-2828.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
BJ McLeod about to get swallowed up by the leaders on the back straightaway. He'll go to the outside. Leaders double wide formation, and in some
Trouble turn number four. Here comes the field as it flies apart. Cars hitting the wall on the outside. We've got multiple cars involved. Noah Gregson with a heavy impact. Chase Elliott involved. Austin Cindric involved in this one. Austin Dillon as well. Cars scattering to the bottom of the racetrack with a major pileup in turn number four.
While starting to lap the car of BJ McLeod, not sure if that disturbed the pack, Chris Wilner, as they were trying to move around the lap traffic while race two and three wide at the same time at the end of the super stretch.
Yeah, right as they entered turn three, Kyle, Noah Gregson just getting turned down the hill. He shot back up into the outside retaining wall, and that sparked a chain reaction that also involves playoff driver Chase Elliott, who rolls by me. Hood up is the front hood is completely tore up, the right front as well. We also have a car smoking as a driver climbs out of the race car. Looks like AJ Allmendinger, who's crawling out of the side of his race car on the ground as smoke billows from his Chevrolet. Austin Cindric also slowly coming by my feet as other cars, including Noah Gregson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and more, continue stopped in turn number four.
Chase Elliott, playoff contender, has a very battered nose of his blue Chevrolet. He brings it to the attention of his crew. Let's go there.
Go to the right front side. They're going to take a look at it. Matter of fact, they'll start off in the middle towards the radiator, but heavy right front damage, especially around the suspension for Chase Elliott. The Napa hood pushed up so high, you can't see where that ends and the roof of the race car begins. They got a lot of work they're going to have to do if they're going to have to try to get out and get as many points as they can here for Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott, one of about three cars on the pit lane right now, including Austin Cindric, who's come to a stop in his pit box as well. A lot of damage fixing going on as we're under caution for the first time here this afternoon due to a multi-car crash up in turn three. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
A multi-car crash up in turn number three has us under the caution flag for the first time after Eric Jones got into Noah Gregson. AJ Allmendinger became collected along with three or four other cars, including Chase Elliott, who remains on the pit lane, continuing to work on that car, and Steve Post, Austin Cindric.
Kyle, that was the darndest thing I saw. And Austin Cindric is climbing out of this race car now. He was bringing it down pit road. Now, pit road speed is 55. He was going well below that. There's all kinds of left side damage on it. He got in the pit box just before his pit box, and he steered to the left to try to turn into his pit box, and that car veered all the way to the left and went right into the pit wall. He got into his pit box, but the car is right up flush against the pit wall, and they're going to use a tow truck to get out to get that car out from the wall down here. So Austin has climbed out of the race car. He'll have the mandatory ride to the care center down here, but I've never seen one bounce off the wall like that down here on pit road, and this car is right flush against the wall. Eric Jones also was doing getting some pit work down here, but Cindric's car, they're trying to figure out what happened on the steering on that car that put him in the fence down here as the Steps race recovery tow truck moves into position.
It all started in the middle of turns 3 and 4. Eric Jones got into the back of then race leader Noah Gregson. They both got collected, obviously, as Austin Cindric, Austin Dillon got some of it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and championship playoff contender Chase Elliott got a big piece of that crash as well as cleanup. Chris Wilner continues there on the apron up off of turn number 4.
A lot of safety officials down here on the bottom side of turn number 4, Alex. The Noah Gregson car, excuse me, that's the Justin Haley car that is absolutely mangled, getting drug off the racing surface by the Steps record. Still have Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s car being loaded with the front end up off the ground on one of the wreckers as well. He has since climbed out of his machine, but a frightening scene for AJ Allmendinger, who was able to climb out of that burning race car. He was one of the drivers caught up early in that accident, hit heavy with the right front on the outside retaining wall, and then as he came by my feet here at the entrance to pit road, the car just caught fire, smoke just billowing from his Chevrolet, and AJ, after a couple of moments, you could see him just climbing and diving out of the left side window, and was attended to by the AMR safety team, but he was able to walk away and head over to the care center. So frightening stuff over here in turn 4.
Really was. I'm glad to see AJ kind of get up and begin to walk away. Todd, we just wrapped up a cycle of green flag pit stops there. Any idea how all this kind of rubber band effect got these cars back together to get them in this position?
Well, you get to the point, you've got 10 laps to go in the stage. You've had your green flag stop. Now you're trying to make track position. And it looked like Eric Jones was trying to push on push Noah Gregson forward. Got staggered right, which is tough on a car as you're engaged to, especially in a corner. Looked like he kind of worked right. That turned Noah Gregson down the hill, spun him out to start this right at the front of the field.
It did. Now we'll put us under the caution flag for the first time today with just 6 laps to go here in stage number 1 of the Yellowwood 500 with this multi-car crash. Gives us an opportunity to visit with a couple of VIPs here with Yellowwood and the Talladega Super Speedway. Ann Blair, Lulu Gribben, welcome here to the broadcast booth and welcome to Talladega.
Thank you for having us. We're so thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. Now, you guys are part of the Yellowwood program, the 5-star hero here. Just what does it mean to be selected to be 5-star heroes?
It is such an honor to be selected to be Yellowwood's 5-star hero. Lulu and I get asked all the time, you know, you're such an inspiration, and we just say we're living our lives and trying to make the world a better place for amputees and limb loss different individuals like Lulu.
It started with an incredibly difficult moment. Share a little bit about what happened and how it led to the Lulu Strong Foundation.
So Lulu was in the hospital in Pensacola for about 5 days, and my husband and I made the decision to take her to Charlotte for 2 world-renowned hand doctors there. And what we quickly learned is that the process that they do is basically an anomaly for most amputees. They use a virtual reality technology to help with phantom limb pain for the hand, which there is not the virtual reality for the leg. So Lulu had a lot of phantom limb pain, which is excruciating and hard to watch your daughter go through. And so we thought that, you know, we'll start Lulu Strong Foundation to make the world a better place for amputees, doing research for the advancement of technology. Our first goal is to raise funds for the virtual reality technology for the leg, so that hopefully others can have the same experience that Lulu had.
No question. It's a fantastic thing you both are doing. Lulu, amazing strength, amazing courage. What inspires you to keep moving forward and to help other people?
I wake up every day ready to conquer the day, and I just choose to get better for my family, for my friends, and I really just try to be myself and be confident in who I am and continue to strive and reach for the highest of goals that I can go for myself.
You've had an amazing day here already. I know you've gotten to do a lot of cool things, from the green flag to VIP tours in the garage with the world's greatest tour guide and myself. You guys have had a lot, shameless promo, right? You guys have had such a fun day. What has been the highlights for you so far here today?
This day has been amazing. I think it was so cool giving all the drivers high fives when they were loading up on the trucks. It was also an honor to be able to say, drivers, start your engines. And this day has just been such an experience, and I'll be sure to remember it forever.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so much that you're doing to help people around the country and around the world. So people listening today, there's a bunch of them. How can they support you and Lulu Strong Foundation and the work you're doing?
They can go to my website, lulustrong.com, and they can spread the word of my foundation. They can donate. I also have an Instagram account if they want to follow me and get updates on me, and really just support me in any way they can would be amazing, and it's much appreciated.
And we appreciate the both of you. Thank you so much, Ann Blair, Lulu Gribben. Thanks so much, the Yellowwood five-star heroes here in the Yellowwood 500. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. My highlight of the day.
You're a rock star, and thank you. There'll be a little something extra in your Easter basket coming up for that one there. Pit stops are beginning. Go downstairs to Brad Gilley.
Justin Haley just treated and released from the infield care center. That one almost seemed to have come out of nowhere. What did you see?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're just obviously pushing hard for the end of the stage there. So, we'll try again next week.
All right, Justin Haley spent a lot of time out front. Early exit from Talladega.
Kyle Larson made his way down to pit lane, picked up a couple of spots on pit road. Cliff Daniels jumped on the wall to supervise everything to make sure it was good. Same thing for Denny Hamlin. Got four tires and rolled their way back out with Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Pit stops here were kind of the old school, flip the script a little bit. Get your stop done here now that would normally be at the end of the stage, and that's what we had. We had Ty Dillon was in. We had Josh Berry in getting pit service. Chase Briscoe was in getting pit service as well. A few others down pit road. Cole Custer in getting service as well. So these drivers doing that, what would be end of stage pit service here on lap number 56. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel for everybody in that category.
And those drivers will close in at the tail end of the field that have just visited the pit lane as Chase Elliott climbs out of his car in the NASCAR Cup Series garage. They had a tough time pushing that car back to the garage with all the crash damage, but it looks like Chase out of the event here this afternoon and is shown in the 40th position. We'll have a deep hole to dig out of or climb out of next week at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia.
Yeah, he will. At the moment, being scored 62 points out of the cut line with that one race remaining here in the round of eight. It's a difficult pill to swallow, Todd. You're riding along doing your thing, but it's kind of the way it is here at Talladega Super Speedway. One problem between someone else and another driver, and you can easily be swept up in it.
Yeah, tough situation when you're just a victim of circumstances that happen with other cars and you know, this place. It's just, they become big when you see it, and especially when it happens with the lead two cars. Noah Gregson was leading that outside lane, and A.J. Allmendinger was the inside of it, and it happened from there. So tough day for Chase Elliott. They'll just have to go win next weekend at Martinsville.
Field coming off of the tri-oval now, getting the one-to-go signal. Drivers selecting their lanes inside and out as we go to the care center and hear from another one of the drivers involved in the incident up in turn three.
Very disappointed. Noah Gregson out of the infield care center right now. What happened out there on the racetrack? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we started towards the back, 36th, and ran a really good, you know, first run, and then came down pit road, executed that really well, and then myself and the 16, we were both out front leading the front two rows, and the 43 was pushing me really, really hard through the corners, and it's just unfortunate. It's early, so, you know, you sometimes take those pushes, you know, late in third stage going for the win, but it's unfortunate. It was the first stage, took us out of contention early, but just hit the bumps going through three and kind of started wheelbarrowing me down the back straightaway, and just got shoved in the wrong place at the wrong time, so. Unfortunate. Our car was really fast. We were leading the second lane there, and just kind of been the story this year, but we'll keep on digging. Two more left.
All right, tough short day for Noah Gregson here at Talladega.
Yeah, it was, and he's just like everybody else, frustrated the way things happen there as we've Kyle pointed out, got the one to go just a moment ago. So when we get to the line to take the green flag, it will be a two-lap run to the end of stage number one and valuable stage points on the line, specifically for the driver being scored at the front of the field, and that's Joey Logano, who came into today's race below the cut line. Logano doing what he needs to do at least early on, but he still has two laps to go with the rest of this field, Kyle, just to figure out if they're going to be able to score points or not.
Yeah, he was 24 points below the cut line coming into tonight, trying to pick up 10 of those points back here with a stage win. He'll lead the field to the restart zone here in just a moment. Off the racetrack right now, we just heard from Noah Gregson in 34th. A.J. Allmendinger collected in that incident, along with Eric Jones, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Justin Haley, Austin Cindric, and Chase Elliott. Put it quite a dent in the field size here as we get set for the restart with Logano and Ty Gibbs bringing the field back to the green. Two laps to settle it here in stage number one at the Talladega Super Speedway as the field comes up to speed in their rows of two and begin to arc into the banking of turn one.
Joey Logano has spent most of the afternoon so far pushing others into the lead. Now he's got a chance to take the top spot for himself, but it's a side-by-side battle. Logano down low.
Ty Gibbs in his black Toyota alongside of Joey Logano racing for the lead halfway down the back straightaway. It's Ty Gibbs who will get to the front courtesy of John Hunter Nemechek.
Those two continue to lead the front pack here as Ty Gibbs assumes the race lead. Here comes a strong move to the inside. A nice block by John Hunter as we funnel off to corner number four. It's Ty Gibbs leading John Hunter. Joey Logano, and here comes Tyler Reddick.
Oh, it's feisty at the front of the field right now. At the bottom of the racetrack is John Hunter Nemechek because Ty Gibbs drifted topside. He puts the block on Tyler Reddick. He's got a full head of steam right there as Ryan Blaney has emerged now in the top three.
Gibbs Monster Energy car throws the block on the Riley Herbst Monster Energy car, the Reddick Monster Energy car. They go first and second down the back straightaway.
Two black Camrys at the front of the pack right now. It is Ty Gibbs, the leader. Tyler Reddick trying to take it away. Going left and right up the back straightaway. Reddick jumps up to the top and gets alongside Gibbs.
Strong move for Tyler Reddick, who's got Ryan Blaney in his trunk as he tries to push him in the top lane in turns three and four. Pay window is open for stage points here off corner number four. Neck and neck, two Monster Energy cars on Ty Gibbs and Tyler Reddick.
Side by side through the field, and especially at the point, looking for a stage win here. Final lap of stage one. Tyler Reddick to the outside, Ty Gibbs to the bottom at the line by 0.04 of a second. It is Ty Gibbs picking up the stage win, his second of the season and first here this afternoon at the Talladega Super Speedway to begin lap number 60. It is Ty Gibbs, the race leader and stage winner over Tyler Reddick, John Hunter Nemechek, Ryan Blaney, and Bubba Wallace, the top five. Then it's Joey Logano, Zane Smith, Michael McDowell, Carson Hocevar, and Christopher Bell, the top 10. That's the top 10 finishers in the stage presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe.
So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at the Talladega Super Speedway under caution for the second time today due to the end of stage number one. Let's hear from a driver that was involved in the first caution a couple laps ago, A.J. Allmendinger's with Brad.
A.J. Allmendinger out of the car. For us, it looked like a very scary moment. Can't imagine what it was like for you with the car up in flames. How are you doing? What can you tell us?
I'm okay. It definitely knocked the breath out of me and got out of the car because it looked like it was catching on fire there. But I'll be sore tomorrow, but I'll be okay. But, yeah, I mean, it's this place. I always make the decision to run to the back, and then if we can get to the front, after the pit stops near the end of the stage, we're gonna run hard. And hell, we got to the lead. Our Black Tire Chevy was really fast leading there. Joey was doing a fantastic job. He knows how to push. He was pushing in all the right areas and giving me a break in the wrong areas. And fortunately, it looked like the outside lane didn't have that same plan. But at the end of the day, it sucks to happen this early. I always kind of expect the worst here, and you hope for the best. We got the worst. It sucks that it happened so early, but at least we were up front when it happened. And that's the way this racing is. We'll try to go get ready for Martinsville.
All right, disappointed A.J. Allmendinger. Glad to see you. It's okay, guys.
We'll finish in the 35th position here this afternoon.
Yeah, he will. So A.J. Allmendinger basically sums it up like everybody else here is Chase Elliott, the playoff contender, is the only playoff driver that was involved in that crash. Elliott will be scored dead last in today's race, 40th in the event.
Any of the lead lap cars just entered the pit lane, and we'll tell you how they did here in just a moment when we come back to the Talladega Super Speedway.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Pit stops continue here at the Talladega Super Speedway under this caution. Trackhouse teammates on the pit lane, including Daniel Suarez, Ross Chastain, and Shane Van Gisbergen, couple of the only cars to pit here under this second lap of yellow as we go back to the infield and the garage with Brad with Chase Elliott.
Big, tough break for Chase Elliott. We saw a lot of damage to the front of your race car. It looked like there was just really no hope to get it fixed. What happened on the racetrack?
I had no idea. Just, people get turned sideways, try to get slowed up, and ended up in the middle of it. So, unfortunate for sure, but definitely makes things simple, next week.
Is this one of those where you felt the energy coming, getting close to the end of the stage, or did it just jump out of nowhere?
The energy was definitely picking up. Pretty much everything after the cycle, it was getting pretty crazy. So I wasn't, super surprised by it. Maybe should have got out. And just, I wasn't going to get any points where I was. We were kind of right on that cusp of if your lane really goes forward, you might, catch the back part of the top 10, but probably not worth the risk, at the end of the day. So everybody was really wild from the get-go. Even when we were saving, they were, jumping it four wide and doing things and getting a lot of confidence up that didn't obviously go very far. So yeah, you know, I hate it. It sucks. I wish, you know, looking back, I could have done something different. But, you know, it is what it is. I can't change it. So we'll go to Martinsville and try to get a win.
All right, there you go. He's going to go to Martinsville, try and grab another grandfather clock.
We'll finish in the 40th spot here this afternoon at Talladega for the sport's most popular driver. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Field getting the one-to-go signal, less than a lap away from beginning the second stage of today's Yellowwood 500. Later today, we'll select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Field's just gotten a one-to-go signal, and they're choosing what lane to restart in. Race leader is Ty Dillon. He'll opt for the inside of the front row. Second place, Chris Buescher, will go topside. And they just simply alternate from there on out. No big movers and shakers with the choose. Kyle Busch got a big break with these cautions after a pit road speeding penalty under green flag stops earlier in the race. He's back up to the number three spot. Ryan Preece goes fourth. Josh Berry's led some laps today. He is fifth. Chase Briscoe, another driver who had a speeding penalty on pit road. He's back to sixth. Riley Herbst, seventh. Cole Custer is eighth. Cody Ware, ninth. And Denny Hamlin, tenth.
Brad Keselowski will restart in the 11th spot with Daniel Suarez, 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th. Ross Chastain, 14th. Bubba Wallace in 15th. Then it's Tyler Reddick, 16th. Kyle Larson, 17th. John Hunter Nemechek, 18th. Christopher Bell, 19th. And Michael McDowell in 20th.
As we continue the rundown of the field as they're over in turns 3 and 4 coming to the green flag. 21st right now is Austin Hill. Anthony Alfredo is 22nd, Joey Logano 23rd, and Ryan Blaney 24th, Alex Bowman 25th, Carson Hocevar is 26th, Zane Smith is 27th, Todd Gilliland 28th, Shane Van Gisbergen 29th, and William Byron is 30th.
Casey Mears goes 31st, then it's B.J. McLeod in 32nd. Austin Dillon, the last car running in on the lead lap in 33rd. Everybody else out of the event. We've heard from most of them, including Noah Gregson, A.J. Allmendinger, Eric Jones, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Justin Haley, Austin Cindric, and Chase Elliott.
Field comes to the restart zone. Back on the throttle they go as the green flag goes in the air, and we're racing again at Talladega. A couple of orange and black cars at the front of the field. The Chevrolet downstairs is Ty Dillon. The Ford topside is Chris Buescher.
Two by two as they make their way through the banking of turns one and two. The third row has dropped back about a couple of car lengths, so it's a four-man dance at the front of the field as they are side by side for the lead.
Ty Dillon, one of those cars in the front of the pack right now. He is to the inside of the racetrack. Then you've got Chris Buescher, who is the leader. Dillon now starting to get shuffled halfway down the back straightaway. It's Buescher and Kyle Busch, the top two.
Kyle Busch linking up with Chris Buescher to push that Ford to the front of the field. It's Chris Buescher leading the way with Kyle Busch, Josh Berry, and on the first car on the low lane. How about this run for Cole Custer trying to lead the pack through?
Cole Custer coming to life for the first time today. Fourth in line right now. First on the bottom. That's the inside lane. Top three using the middle of the racetrack, led by Chris Buescher, Kyle Busch, and Josh Berry. 1, 2, and 3. Then the double wide racing resumes from fourth on back.
From fourth on back, they are two by two and even a little three wide back around the 12th spot. Front of the pack, though, leading the way, Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher is the race leader. They are starting to form up behind him, though, in his rearview mirror. Buescher right now is the leader. He's got Kyle Busch tucked up behind him. Josh Berry runs third.
Ryan Preece and Chase Briscoe, the top five.
And right behind them, Denny Hamlin, the first to utilize that third high lane right against the safer barrier. He's got company with Brad Keselowski as well as Michael McDowell, but the top five now all single file in the middle lane.
That's exactly where they're going to stay, right through the tri-oval with Kyle Busch pulling the field behind him. I checked that. Busch now second. Looks to the inside as Chris Buescher has the advantage. Kyle Busch is second. Josh Berry a strong third back to turn one.
Josh Berry's had a strong run this afternoon for the Wood Brothers. Led the race in the early going. Has been in or around the top 10 just about all afternoon. He rides third right now in turn two.
Right behind Josh Berry, you have the Ryan Preece automobile. Preece has been mixing it up with some of these leaders today as well. And then you have Chase Briscoe, who was towards the back of the pack a little while ago, had that speeding penalty. He's now up into the top five.
But Tim Catalfamo, that outside lane against the safer barrier, starting to find momentum. At the front of that is Denny Hamlin, who's cracked the top five with Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell, and yesterday's Xfinity Series winner Austin Hill leading that charge.
Austin Hill's had a good day. He's been among the top 10 for much of it in the first 67 laps and is lurking there now. Crossed the line last time by in 12th. As Chris Buescher continues to lead, here comes Josh Berry leading the outside lane back to one.
Berry takes the four to the high line now with drafting help from Denny Hamlin. Berry by a fender. Berry by a door. Josh Berry to the lead off turn number two.
Josh Berry running right up against the safer barrier in that second lane. The bottom lane still being led by Chris Buescher. It's two Ford Mustangs drag racing for the top spot here at Talladega. Berry grabs the lead. Denny Hamlin now races Buescher for second.
Berry's got a full car length lead running that top lane in turn number three and four. On the bottom, it's still Chris Buescher and Kyle Busch. Now in the middle lane goes Josh Berry. So two by two they go for the first three rows.
A couple of Fords at the front of the field occupying that front row as they continue to mix it up from the lead all the way through the lead draft. All the cars running are in the lead draft with the exception of two that are well off the pace further back. The battle is in turn one.
It continues in turn number one. Josh Berry has the high side all the way up in the third groove next to the safer barrier. Thinking about a three wide move up the middle is Denny Hamlin. Buescher throws the block on him off two.
Chris Buescher now has moved into the middle lane. That opens up the inside lane now, which is being filled by Kyle Busch. Busch has got Chase Briscoe right behind him. There's three wide for the lead.
How quickly things change from two wide now to three wide. Buescher tries to sneak his Ford up to the top lane. He will right in front of boss man Brad Keselowski. Leading the inside lane and new leader again off four is going to be Kyle Busch leading Chase Briscoe.
Kyle Busch brings the field back off of turn four and into the tri-oval as the race leader. Two and three wide now behind them. The outside lane with a full head of steam led by Josh Berry as they go back to one. He'll get the advantage by a car length on the field.
Back and forth they go. Josh Berry back to the lead, but maybe not for long. Here comes the middle lane. Here comes the bottom lane. They are three wide for the lead off turn two at Talladega.
Three wide about seven rows deep. Again, full throttle racing for the top spot. Josh Berry against the outside wall. Kyle Busch in the middle. And here is Riley Herbst making some noise. He's the leader of the bottom lane, the three.
No riding early in stage number two. They are three wide at the front of the field as Riley Herbst leads that inside lane with Anthony Alfredo and Beer Motorsports making a charge. But it's Kyle Busch in the middle lane and Josh Berry with a surge on the high lane.
Sun is dancing off of the paint schemes in the tri-oval. Three wide at the front of the field for the first seven rows. The NASCAR Cup Series and the Daredevils of Speed race that way back to turn number one.
Riley Herbst hugging the double yellow line at the bottom of the racetrack. Hasn't quite got the speed or the drafting help at the moment. Now he begins to surge back on that low line. Riley Herbst, bottom of the racetrack to the three wide. Kyle Busch in the middle. Josh Berry up high.
That's how they run. Still three abreast, working their way down the Alabama Gang Superstretch. The advantage for the moment goes to Josh Berry. He has got a half a car length out in front. Now here comes Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch strong on the inside will lead the middle lane as now the bottom on the yellow line opens back up for Riley Herbst. Three by three by three. The first nine cars is Riley Herbst, Kyle Busch, and Josh Berry battle at the top spot.
18 leaders, 25 lead changes, and we're just 71 laps in here at Talladega, and they are three wide at the front. Three rows deep behind them, Riley Herbst to the inside, trying to take the top spot, but he'll cross the line in third behind Kyle Busch and Josh Berry, who are lined up alongside.
Round and round they go, three wide for the lead, inches apart at over 180 miles an hour. This time, by it's Riley Herbst by a about a foot.
Riley Herbst against the double yellow line. He is the first car on the bottom. Kyle Busch, the first car in the middle. Josh Berry, still the first car against the top side of the racetrack.
190-mile-an-hour traffic jam into turns 3 and 4, continuing to be 3 abreast through much of the top 15, as again it's Riley Herbst gets a little squirrely off at turn number 4, but will maintain the low lane with Kyle Busch in the middle and Josh Berry up top.
Nobody gives an inch. Everybody holds their line. If you're stuck in the middle, you don't have a choice. You're just going to have to take your medicine at this lap. The flash by start-finish line. 73rd lap of the race goes on the board. Josh Berry up front.
Josh Berry only by about a fender, though, over Kyle Busch in the middle lane. Berry up top next to the safer barrier. Busch smack dab in the middle, and here comes Riley Herbst again on the bottom.
It's been impressive to watch that bottom lane, Dave. There are only 6 cars down there right now. Again, Riley Herbst the first of them, but they are stacking up pretty well against these 2 other lines. Right now, Herbst getting some drafting help from Anthony Alfredo.
Yeah, Fast Pasta showcasing what he can do, trying to surge that bottom lane forward with Riley Herbst. But again, when they get to the corner, it's that middle lane in the top side making a run as Josh Berry and Kyle Busch duke it out for the top 5.
Cody Ware also lined up on the inside lane. 4th car back on the bottom and out of the top 10 the way they're running because of the 3 wide racing behind Kyle Busch, who assumes the race lead. Here comes Berry to the outside of Briscoe now for 2nd.
Josh Berry just flirting with that safer barrier one more time through turns 1 and 2. He's got a couple of car lengths to make up. For the moment, the middle lane holds sway. That's Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch had the opportunity to go up and block Josh Berry, leaving the middle lane and going up to the top. He decided to not do that and instead remain in the middle of the racetrack, being helped in the draft by Chase Briscoe.
Top 4 cars now side by side, not as the Riley Herbst machine unable to get 3 wide back to the front of the field, as Kyle Busch will lead that middle line again with Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin in tow. Kyle Busch all by his lonesome out 4.
He does have the Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevrolet at the front of the field. 75 laps go on the board.
Hey, race fans, it's an adrenaline-packed day here at the Yellowwood 500. Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine is known by homeowners and trusted by builders because of its high standards, unrivaled protection, and naturally beautiful appearance. Stunning decks and breathtaking outdoor building projects set the stage for lasting memories with family and friends. So, for your own 5-star backyard, start with Yellowwood brand products. If it doesn't have that yellow tag, you don't want it.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number 4, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
We've had 26 official lead changes at the start-finish line so far today, and 18 different drivers have led a lap or more here, led by Josh Berry, who's led 22 circuits today. However, lap 76 that was just completed shows Kyle Busch at the front of the field from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Back to turn number two they go. No change up. Well, a couple of new faces up front. Anthony Alfredo and Riley Herbst this time by go first and second, inside and out. Chase Briscoe and Kyle Busch next row back. They run third and fourth as they exit turn two and hit the back straightaway.
They are still double wide, about 10 rows deep. That bottom lane fell away, and now it's just two lanes of traffic, green led by Anthony Alfredo and Riley Herbst.
Alfredo spent the last five laps being the pusher. Now he's being the pushy as he sails to the lead at Talladega. Now to the top side to block Riley Herbst. Back to the bottom to pick up Chase Briscoe off turn number four.
Here they come back down to the tri-oval, still wheel-to-wheel through the entire lead draft. Only two cars not in that lead draft. Austin Dillon's got damage to his race car. He's fallen a lap down. Casey Mears, the last car in the lead lap. He is 31st as the lead draft goes back to one.
And it is Anthony Fast Pasta Alfredo at the front of the pack, but only by about a fender. He's got the high groove and that two-wide sandwich to the inside.
Chase Briscoe fighting hard to the inside of Anthony Alfredo. Briscoe, when he checks his mirror, looks behind him, giving him some drafting assistance is Denny Hamlin. Behind Denny Hamlin is Michael McDowell.
Two Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas, the first two rows on the inside, and that'll propel Chase Briscoe back to the lead at Talladega. Denny Hamlin with the shove. That inside lane in strong numbers off of corner number four. It's Briscoe by car length.
Briscoe to the point by a length with help from Denny Hamlin from behind as the outside lane fades just a bit. Anthony Alfredo, he has drafting help from Riley Herbst as they go back to turn number one. Still in double wide formation, it's Briscoe by a nose into the corner.
Chase Briscoe looking for some drafting help from Denny Hamlin to try and push him free and clear into the lead. May get it here at the exit of turn two.
Chase Briscoe again trying to get up and clear Anthony Alfredo. He just doesn't have the speed right now as Alfredo continues to get drafting assistance from Riley Herbst. Halfway down the back straightaway, they are even, racing for the lead, back to turn three.
The bright orange Bass Pro Shops Toyota on the bottom, the bright pink and black Dude Wipe Chevrolet to the top of Alfredo, both of them neck and neck. Now here's a dip to the inside, Michael McDowell trying to make it three wide, making Michael McDowell now going for the lead to the inside of Briscoe.
And that bottom side lane right up against the double yellow line is percolating here at Talladega. The winner of the pole position yesterday in qualifying back at the front of the field, Michael McDowell. He has got a trunk full of Joey Logano.
Michael McDowell hung back in third or fourth place, maybe lulled him to sleep a little bit, saw some daylight to the inside, dove low on Chase Briscoe. Now it's McDowell to the lead, but Briscoe's not done yet.
Chase Briscoe trying to fight back in that now middle lane that has formed on the back straightaway. Michael McDowell, though, against the double yellow line at the bottom. He's got two Penske Ford Mustangs stacked up behind him. That's Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
McDowell on the bottom. Now Briscoe will roll that middle lane. He's trying to pick up Denny Hamlin, but on the bottom, it's McDowell with a fellow Ford driver. And Joey Logano, Anthony Alfredo nearly put the late block on McDowell. They gather back up as they race side by side.
Close moment there off of turn number four for Anthony Alfredo, who will continue to battle Michael McDowell for the lead. And here comes that outside lane again, led by Kyle Busch. A full head of steam topside as they go back to turn one, three wide for the top spot.
Rowdy Busch has got the Cheddar Chevrolet wound up tight in that three wide line. Hugs the safer barrier, makes the run for the lead. They're three deep off turn two.
Kyle Busch against the fence. Anthony Alfredo in the middle. Michael McDowell, the driver on the low side. That's how they run, racing for the lead. Here is Kyle Busch being pushed ahead by Josh Berry. Michael McDowell almost gets turned by Joey Logano.
A strong push from Berry sends Kyle Busch full sails to the wind, but here comes that low lane on the yellow line led by McDowell and Joey Logano pulling back even with Kyle Busch off the corner.
Another tremendous race here at the Talladega Super Speedway. This field has been mixing it up all afternoon long. Michael McDowell by a nose will lead this lap with Kyle Busch flanked to his outside, much like what we saw back in the month of February in the season opening Daytona 500. We're joined by Daytona International Speedway track president Frank Kelleher. And Frank, we saw this in February, and as a heck, we've been seeing this type of racing crisscrossing the country all summer and into the fall now.
No, you are so spot on. I've been quiet sitting in here with you all because this race has been awesome since the green flag dropped. tip of the hat to Brian Crichton and the whole team getting this property ready. The place looks amazing. The stands are full. And this racing is just a ton of fun.
It really is. Just a tremendous, tremendous event being put on. And, you know, we celebrate the life of the late Grant Lynch, who was the longtime track president and CEO here at this Talladega Super Speedway. Passed away just recently. Had a big celebration of life. And he always said, it's not just a race. This is Talladega, and it's much more than just a race here.
That's right, Grant. He is sorely missed. His family is here today. It was a beautiful tribute a couple nights ago, and he definitely was someone who set the tone in motorsports of how to treat people, how to be a leader, and as well as how to throw one of the biggest parties at one of the best racetracks in the world here at Talladega Super Speedway.
And you continue to follow along in that lead by getting ready to throw another big party. We're, what, 118, 119 days away from the Great American Race.
Yeah, no doubt. It has been a ton of fun the last few weeks I've been on the road. Our road to Daytona has officially begun as we're 119 days away. We are pacing well to our 11th consecutive sellout. But if anyone listening is interested in coming to seeing the Great American Race, the 68th running, go to DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com. We still do have tickets available. And also be sure to check out the Hard Rock Bet Fan Zone. That is a great addition to your race day experience, and it cannot get here soon enough for me.
No, it just can't. And speed weeks themselves, it all kicks off in the month of January with all kinds of things going on that involves motorsports and speed at Daytona.
That's right. We all enjoy our holiday break, and then once that is over, we pretty much open up the gates at Daytona, and they are open January through March. We'll start with the Roar before the Rolex 24, January 15th through the 18th, and then the Rolex 24 is January 24th and 25th. Speed Weeks officially kicks off February 11th with qualifying up through the Daytona 500 on Sunday, February 15th. We get about a week to catch our breath, and then it's all things two wheels, which the Supercross series will be there February 28th, and then the following Saturday is the Daytona 200. And speaking of two wheels, if anyone is in Volusia County or Daytona Beach today, I know we are wrapping up fall cycle scene right now, where the weather has been beautiful and the speedway has been busy with motorcycles racing and a very packed midway area.
It really is a spectacle at the World Center of Racing at the Daytona International Speedway. How can folks get tickets and come join us here when we get to Daytona next year?
Yeah, come visit us, DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com. We can give you all the details and insights and all the different packages that we have, or if you want to chat with someone, give us a call at 1-800-PIT-SHOP.
It's always a privilege to visit with you on the air and off the air as well, and hang out with you. Let's sit back and enjoy the rest of this one here in Talladega.
That's it. Thanks for making some time for me. Enjoy the race.
Absolutely. Frank Kelleher, president of the Daytona International Speedway.
A race that Cody Ware leads in a three-wide battle.